This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Song by Sjava. It's called Kuye. It's from this new EP. Okay, well, it's not new now, but it's in its called Sunny Corner. It's called Inkanyezi. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful EP. And that EP is a funny one. It's fun on Kuye. The one Egati Puma also a gospel. Imnan Gakulu. Eti Uyena. One of the songs is Tanuka Kulublea EP and many other songs to check them out. And it was actually a beautiful song. I remember attending the show, Playhouse. Yes. Oh, it was nice. It was really interesting. Anyways, I could get Mr. Marty on MUT Radio. Also, for another episode, yeah. Knowledge Hub on MUT Radio. Kwivu Kubangene Breakfast Show. The only way to start your day, 19 minutes after 9. Welcome to this hour. Mr. Mark, thank you so, so much once again for this join. Today we are wrapping up E-Women's Month.
Yes. Good morning, Vukubangene Breakfast Show. But I was, yes, we are wrapping up E-Month of August, Women's Month. You know, so this as much as, I mean, I have a love-hate relationship with my politicians. I mean, I like them, I hate them sometimes.
Okay.
But in Women's Month, I mean, because again, it's a political month in South Africa, it gives us an opportunity to reflect, you know. So, I mean, it gives us a space to think, to look at ourselves and say, what kind of men should we be? So what kind of men does South Africa need today and even probably tomorrow? Same also with women as well. I mean, what kind of women should we have who can also take us forward? So let us do that. So the month is coming to an end this weekend. So let's look at ourselves. You know, let's do that introspection. Let's become more self-aware as men and also as women, right?
Mm.
Now, one of the instruments that we can use to do that is Johari Window. So Johari, Johari Window. It's just a window. It's got four squares.
Mm.
So they give us an idea to analyze something. So I mean, the one window says what I'm able to see. So the second window says what is hidden from you. So what is your blind spot?
Mm.
So the third window is what are your secrets? You know? So what is definitely, you know, blocked from everybody. And the fourth window always says, you know, so what is the potential? So what is the mystery? So what are the things that are not easy for anyone to know for some reason? So I think let's just go through quickly that cycle. I mean, the first one, what we know, being a man and being a woman is that there are double standards. So men and women are not treated the same. Now, there is a book by Angela Phillips published in 1991 where she talks about the trouble with boys, you know. So and she makes two powerful points. One is that young men grow up in homes, boys grow up in homes where the father is not there. So the issue of absent fathers. Now, a boy child, if the father is not there, I mean, the father may not be there because maybe they've passed away. So maybe they are migrants, so they work elsewhere. Maybe they are in prison. Quite a few things, also the father is there, but they are not really present emotionally. So they are just there I don't want to say useless, but these days they talk about dead beats dead. So one of these. Or else maybe, so the father is just, you know, standing aside. They're not playing their part. Now, what the boy child will do is that they will imagine in their own minds what him. So Ubaba as a hero, it looks like this. Because remember, as a boy child, the one thing you don't want to be, you don't want to be seen as mama's baby.
Yeah.
But now, mama as well, because she's worried, without saying, I'm raising a boiler, so I'm not really a man. So I'm going to need, I'm not sure what kind of future he's going to face. So now also he's going to discourage him to stick around too much a kitchen. So also now he's going to, you know, so sort of encourage him to spend as much time as possible with other men. So the whole idea that as a man, you must be real. So you want a real man. And as a woman, you must be a good woman. So I mean, the poor child, therefore, by Angela Phillips, he learns therefore to turn his heart into stone. Because you're not supposed to cry, so my feelings are, I could just shut them off. You know,
must be strong.
You must be strong. And then Una six. So how do you become? How when you say men don't cry? So I mean, to a 6 year old, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, so the pressure becomes too much. Now she says one of the big issues that we have to deal with later on in life is that we have got these boys who are sort of zombies. They've got no hearts, they've got no feelings, and they are not in touch. And also about now, and I'm a role model. They should become dead in order to. And they do tend also to walk away from their mothers. Now then, interestingly, on the other side, she says that for young women, girls, in primary schools, girls compete with boys equally. Sports, academic achievements, in everything. But around about the age of 12, 13, by the time they get to standard 5, language akdala, around about grade 7, girls realize, for you to attract boys, for you to get attention from men, you mustn't be too smart. So, because I mean, I've found about that person to my grandchild, and they, I mean, you might call them phone. So everybody then, who's a period now where they are starting to see themselves differently, they're starting to take an interest in the opposite sex. So, women therefore start to hold themselves back, and that carries on for life. Where in most spaces, so women will hold themselves back just because they don't want to be seen as too aggressive, as too ambitious. Also, then that affects the kind of women then that men meet who can challenge them sometimes to change their perceptions about women. So I mean, those are things that we know. I mean, you look at most careers, you find that mainly it's male dominated.
Yes.
If you school my mother will stand that, look at it, Banyana, never fan, Ubano, we know you. But who?
Banyana, yes.
We know, right?
Ish.
So this is the open window. So things that we know, like it's a conversation. So we're not saying we have solutions, but let's just talk about them. The second one also is also the blind spots now. The things that we deny. So the things that are red flags. And often, I'm a blind spot, I'm a gossip. It's the thing that I say about you, but I don't want to say in your face because I'm not so sure how you're going to react. So, I mean, for some silly reason, sometimes for me to protect you, I say, or else for some reason, for selfish reasons, I'm enjoying it. There's something about you that I know that you don't know. Now, one of the things that are there that are linked with that is as human beings, we do love drama, you know. So there's a true story about a woman who walks into a home, Pelezola Mavin, O9, and she's bleeding. She says, "Hey, umfana like Kaya, he's my boyfriend, Ungshayile." So I know you, I know about you, but when I'm living in Israel, I was cutting and I'm getting a little fridge. So, of course, I'm a choice. When you have a choice,
Ufuna and again.
So, there's this thing that we always all agree with, you know, this attraction to bad boys and bad girls.
Yeah,
so there's something in us. Drama.
What's with that? Yeah, if he's a bad boy, most girls would most likely go with that person.
Yes. Also, similarly as well. I mean, so if women say bad things about her, the guys will also run. Maybe you say, we hate Borrega. I come from Borrega. One come to phone and just say, we come up with stories. I mean, umuto my drama. There's always something to tell. Every
you always have a story. If it doesn't bleed, it doesn't leave.
Yes. True. So you saw in other words, go a match doing a useless trend. So we'll see, this is one of our blind spots as well as human nature. It's always looking for yield and the action, and sometimes it's not good for us, but we chase it for some funny reason, right? So that is the second window. Then let's start with the Lama secret. Now there was a story I saw a few years back, and this woman says, look, I fell pregnant and I broke up with my baby daddy because, I mean, he wasn't supportive. We were fighting a lot and I decided to let me just stay on my own. God, I realized it's a man's world. So being a single woman, a single mother with a child is not easy, right? Mm. So she missed this guy, and the guy is kind. The guy loves Inganunga Yoneake. He's supportive. Being a woman, she feels, you know, sort of pressured, not by him. She feels pressured to talk to him. He's supporting my child, but I'm now Mineyake, and I'm now in Ingana. So why don't I just, you know, so have a second baby with him?
Yeah.
The moment Ingana figure the guy changes, he becomes a monster. I mean, India means that why she had a relationship was that she says that she remembers Kuza if feast again, Kuza Ingendi, and the next thing she woke up in a hospital. So she feels that she almost died. Even as this Ingana is too high to be shallow. So this was always Ingana mom. Now, that happens sometimes, you know, we make our decisions in secret. We look at ourselves and say, look, I'm short alarm. And for me to make up for this, this is what I'm supposed to do. Now, the other book we spoke about the other day was Tutun Tlabati. She speaks about making decisions based on trauma. With trauma is the painful experience that we cannot let go. So it affects our decisions today. So you decide to talk to him, I don't know how to do this. The reason why you're saying that is because you are afraid. So you had a bad experience in the past, and therefore now all your life decisions are based on making a vow, based on something that really you should be trying to address, trying to deal with. So one of my issues, I want Baba Kuli Mangao, go my relationships, I'm a deal breakers. I mean, she questions, is it really about positive things? No, is it about you afraid to face your pain, to face your fears? So have that conversation to say, so how do I overcome this, you know? So or else again, it might be just a matter of privacy. So they say put away to that, one common, I mean, all of us, wherever, whether it's M17 or in relationships or a family, we always have this if you. You know, so condition. If you do this, I'm not gonna tell you, but there's always that if you. So once we discover if you go moon, at least you know them better.
Okay.
So it's an exit strategy. So if you do this, I'm walking away. Share pants. So that is the secret. Unfortunately, like being men and women, we can't leave each other. We need each other. We have to live side by side. So there's no if you. So let's have the conversation. We'll say, if you men do this, this is what we're going to do. Or if you women do this, or if you try to do this, this is going to do. So let's have it in a positive way. And the last one is mystery. The things that are yet to happen that we don't know. A friend of mine says that they were in church and so things got heated in a meeting. And umfundi was here about remind la nigga. So just because I get call on a frog
doesn't mean
no, I'm still a man.
Yeah.
So what's true? So sometimes it happens, you know. So I mean, there are churches, denominations, religious bodies that say women can't be allowed to take leadership position.
Yeah,
interesting question. Always, if you belong to one of those groups, one of those, you know, categories of church, what would happen? So the day, okay, you've been faithfully attending church, going to church. The day they decide, no, actually, we're changing our minds. Can you imagine the paradigm shift that is going to affect a generation of people who now have to adapt to say
to that? Yeah,
I mean, in the same way that in 1994 meant for even 1990 for white people in this country, so for many years they were told to go see Mandela is a terrorist, Mandela is that keep him in prison. Suddenly he's
president now.
Then he's your president. So how do you reconcile that? In mystery always it forces us therefore to say, look, there are no guarantees in life. So when things happen, how do we make that switch? Because a lot of them, how we approach our questions is we use our beliefs. Because the beliefs recognize is their beliefs. I can't be questioning everything, so it's safer for me to use my beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Risking my beliefs sometimes is they become my false beliefs. Because what I believe is not really accurate, not really true. So how do we challenge that? So and as human beings also, we look for isn't as normal, you know. So how when things then the things that we think they are normal, suddenly when they change, how do you react to that? So I mean, so it's a very useful tool put away to this Johari window. To analyze, I mean, a lot of different things. So but it sort of faces you to face the difficult one. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's August month. Yes, it's a month of it's a women's month. It gives us that space. It gives an excuse really to have these difficult conversations as men and women about each other, what we need from each other, and what we can learn from each other, and not to try to change each other too much, but maybe to accommodate each other somewhere and help each other improve. You know, so where we can. And Tinaga is colleague, and also it must be, you know, academic, not really emotional. I mean, as much as we carry pain, but I guess it be sober in trying to address it.
Wow, I love what you just said there, Mr. Matri, because I feel like, and not just in a university institution, but in an institution like MUT,
yes,
but in the society at large, I feel like we're still struggling with all the things that you've mentioned, even in the past few weeks about women and how we need to work together,
yes,
us as men, as women. It seems like there's still a small anyana gap.
There is. For me, I'm begging women to do it, because I mean, I'm a man. So as men, we do have these conversations among each other, but. So I always get a sense that so the missing link there it is women for them to be brave enough to raise their voices as well in these conversations.
Wow, no, thank you so much. Really appreciate this series, man. And I like the fact that we're also documenting it on our podcast. So in case you missed all these conversations for this month, you can really check them out. Laponage Gu MUT Radio Podcast. Akona ke lama conversations with Mr. Matri. We're back at the school. We must analyze and Jay. I remember the first week Saskulma about being human,
yes,
and not everything I was with fluency between genders and sipilenje as a band.
Yes.
Yeah, today's Katesbuga it Johari window also nayo, which goes deep into about mysteries and this as about other people, which is interesting. No, thank you so much, Mr. Mangu. We really appreciate your time and educational as well. Knowledge Hub. It is indeed a knowledge hub.
It is. Yeah. We're learning a lot.
It's... Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Library is open as usual. This week, my students in can go to a library. There are a lot of services even Lapan.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Mr. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Otherwise, let's go back to the music. Here's Elaine, You The One on MUT Radio. Good morning.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.